Welcome back here to the Cornwell Health Drive for Life Invitational at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club. This is Focus with Paul W. Smith. Paul W. is off today. Anthony Bellino filling in, sitting in the big chair for Paul W. And WJR Cares Day. WJR Cares is sponsored by Hunger Free Summer, powered by Zero Hunger, Zero Waste, by Kroger. The hyper-focus on feeding children. They might not have a meal because school is out in Gleaner's Hunger Free Summers program. That's the food bank serving the community for this Hunger Free Summer campaign. Is getting in on all of the action. And here to discuss that, Kristen Sokol, Senior Director of Advancement Communications, Marketing, and Media, PR. She does it all at the Gleaner's Community Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan. Kristen, good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
Hello, and good afternoon. And I don't do everything, maybe just a lot of things.
One of many hats, right? And you know what? You could be good at a lot of things and even great at even more things. So Zero Hunger, Zero Waste. What is our plan, Kristen?
Well, summer is a really difficult time for families because kids are home from school. And so when families rely on those provided meals, when you're home for the summer, now you have increased expense. And we know that kids need proper nutrition every single day so they can be successful all summer long and when they go back to school. So we're grateful to have partners like Kroger and Citizens that can support the Hunger Free Summer campaign to make sure that kids get those meals. And during the Hunger Free Summer campaign, it's really easy for anyone to help because of our match partners, Citizens and Kroger. Every $1 will provide 6 meals when it would usually provide 3. So that means anyone contributing this summer will have twice the impact to make sure kids get the meals they need.
It is just incredible. And Kroger kicking this hunger-free summer off with WJR Cares following a series of live broadcasts. Our sister station, WDVD, will be around from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Tuesday, June 18th, Monday, July 1st, and Thursday, August 1st, throughout the summer in the fight to end hunger. And our hope that is no kid goes without a meal while school is out. And you talk to, you know, what a challenging time this is for many families. And in Michigan, over 1.4 million people face hunger, including many children. Last year, Kroger of Michigan donated over $15 million to local hunger relief, rescuing over 4 million pounds of fresh food and providing 7.4 million meals. Those are just simply incredible numbers, Kristen.
Well, it takes collaboration to solve complex issues. And so we're grateful that Kroger is really taking a stand through their Zero Hunger, Zero Waste plan to make sure that our communities are stronger, because we are stronger when we work together. And I know that together we can solve this issue for the 1 in 5 kids who may otherwise not know where their next meal is coming from.
You know, my friend Lomas Brown and I were at an event, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And it was an outdoor event. It was called Cars and Cigars. And there was a ton of food. And the workers there were gathering the food. And Lomas kept asking, where are you taking this? And he said, well, some of it we can actually take to a food bank, which was really nice. Because this next statistic, I think, is incredibly eye-opening to our consumption here in this country. 38% of food produced goes to waste, while 1 in 6 children in Michigan don't know where their next meal is coming from. So when we talk about trying to eliminate waste, how do we go about doing that?
The two words that should never go together, as you mentioned, are child and hunger. And so working collaboratively to make sure that we're using all of our resources to the fullest is the best way for us to do that. Whether it's in advance of that process where food banks can collaborate with food producers, grocers, manufacturers on the front end, or whether it's food rescue on the back end, like Kroger is doing with their waste program. It makes sense to get that extra surplus food to families in need to create those stronger households so that families can move on to their next success. Families who know where their next meal are coming from are healthier. They're able to take care of other expenses in their household, stay in their houses longer. And all of those things make us better off as a community. So it is so important to really use all of our resources together.
And Kristen, at Gleaners, are you taking, if somebody's, you know, driving around right now and you know, they hear this and they're thinking to themselves, well, I could go pick something up at the grocery store. I might want to make a donation. Maybe I have something, you know, some canned goods in my home or something along the lines. Are there places where our listeners could make a drop off?
Yes, Gleaners is always accepting food at our distribution centers. You can even start your own food drive if you'd like. But an even easier way to do that, you could donate online where your $1 provides 6 meals because of our purchasing power and our partnerships with grocers and food manufacturers and what have you. But again, if you have extra food in your cupboard, we will take that at our distribution center so that you can be part of that solution too.
Folks, you heard her. $1 is good for 6 meals with their purchasing power. And it's making the difference in our community over at the Gleaners Community Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan. Kristen, is there anything else that you want to make sure that you get across to our listeners right now?
I just think that it's so important to understand how easy it is to make a big, big difference. And if you don't have a dollar in your pocket, but you have time in your heart, Gleaners also needs volunteers all year long because we couldn't do what we do if it weren't for others giving of their time. So it's a great opportunity to make a difference, whatever you're able to contribute.
No, I love that. And working in the food industry myself, you know, you see it, you know, firsthand. And it's like, okay, you know, how can we make use of every product that is in our store? And, you know, when you see some of the statistics, you look at some of the numbers, it really does hit home. And hopefully our listenership can make a difference. WJR Cares Day here, trying to help out as best we can. You know, the event that we are at is for the community and for cancer patients in our own backyard. And this right here, these events this summer to stop child hunger in Southeast Michigan is a great cause per usual. And Kristen, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you for stopping by Focus with Paul W. Smith today.
Well, and thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it. There she goes, Kristen Sokol, Senior Director of Advancement Communications, Marketing, Media, PR. She does it all. A woman of many hats, taking the time out of her day to join us here on Focus. Coming to you live from the Corewell Health Drive for Life Invitational at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club. And I cannot stress this enough. Coming up later on, July 22nd through the 27th, the U.S. Junior Am will be here. Oakland Hills, the South Course. If you want your opportunity to see who is next on the PGA Tour, that young man is playing in that event. I will guarantee it, and it is free to the public the entire week, July 22nd through the 27th, right here at Oakland Hills. One of 8 events coming up through the year 2051 from the USGA at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club. We're going to step aside when we return. Dr. Jennifer Stromberg, very strong Swedish name there. Can't wait to learn more about that. And she's a radiation oncologist at Corewell Health. We're going to talk all about what's happening here at this wonderful event today at Oakland Hills. More Focus with Paul W. Smith, Anthony Bellino in for Paul W. today on the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.